Has this ever happened to you? You put some money in a savings account with a great rate. But that promotional savings rate came crashing down. You deserve better. Take just 5 minutes and open a Capital One savings account online. You'll get one of the nation's best rates that's not a promotional rate. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2017 Capital One.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soe, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato? That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
This is Steven, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the one.
Soe's just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soe, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Well, this morning, folks, we are going to continue some previous discussions we had as we talk about entrepreneurship. And before we get into introducing our guests in the cafe, I want to bring on my right-hand man, my co-host, Brandon B. Good morning, B. How are you?
What up, what up, what up? Good morning, good morning. I'm excited. Get this in.
You ready to grow?
I am actually. So as a self-employed individual and aspiring entrepreneur myself, I'm kind of excited about what's happening today and our guests. I know that we have some pretty impactful people on the show all the time, but this one in particular is about making money, and I love making money.
All right.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, we had a guy on the show who talked about entrepreneurship. He talked about time management and a bunch of other concepts that we could practice both as entrepreneurs. So, I think we should blog about our guests that we've had over the last few shows, and then kind of blog about it and talk about their product that they introduce and just kind of try it out and see if it'll work for us. You know, what do you think about that?
You know what? Actually, that's not a bad idea. It sounds so good that I probably should have came up with it. But, no sweat there. I'm just saying, you have your moment.
Well, you can't win them all, but you can't win them all. You can't win them all. Girl power, girl power.
Here you go. I thought we fixed that last week, Father's Day. No, but all right, whatever.
So
I'm gonna let you have
it. It's a new day. I feel you. But today, folks, the gentleman we have is a guy from Hong Kong. So it's another gentleman that's going to be on the show. I feel like I may be outnumbered, but I probably could hold my own. Jack H.M. Wong is the author of amazing best-selling book, Cracking the Entrepreneur Code, 7 Tips to Build the Business You've Always Wanted. He was featured on CBS News, Fox, ABC News, and NBC News. Jack is known as a serial entrepreneur, and he loves to help people who are stuck in the rat race to start any business using his principles. Let's welcome to the cafe, Jack H.M. Wong.
Hey,
yes, hi,
Jack.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, Brandon. How are you guys doing?
Very good, very good. How are you?
I'm good. It is a very sunny morning here in Singapore.
Good. A really good problem to have.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Jack, looking at your profile here and visiting your site, it says that here you're the founder and senior managing partner of WHM Consulting Company. You're also director of training. You also have an accredited tax advisor of income tax. Also, you are a certified Blair Singer training, academy trainer. So, yeah, we can talk about that a little more. A certified Blair Singer. I saw that. I said, oh, he's doing a lot of great things. He's speaking. He's wrote a book. And it's Blair Singer. So what is that about? What is a Blair Singer training academy?
Okay, Blair Singer is actually the rich dad advisor. I mean, if your viewers have got to know Robert Kiyosaki, who is the best-selling author, Rich Dad Poor Dad, he has actually a team of rich dad advisors, and Blair Singer is responsible in the areas of sales and team development. He's one of the advisors for Robert Kiyosaki. And for me, I actually have met Blair personally back in 2012. And what happened was that because I believe his mission of improving the quality of lives of other people through the way we teach, not what we teach, so that is the mission of the academy. So I went through the whole curriculum, worked with Blair personally, and in 2016 August, I was certified as the first, and right now is still the only one, Blair Singer's trainers based in Singapore. So, yeah, it's of certain quality or qualifications, if you like, for me to achieve that status. It is not an easy path that I make it.
Oh, wow. Quite impressive. So what about the certified and licensed trainer with bank code? Can you explain what that is?
The bank code is actually a product whereby we always in areas of sales, the number one problem of getting sales is we don't really understand our target audiences. We don't really understand their buying behavior. So Banco allows us to have a tool that is so easy to use and be able to crack the personality code. In other words, to get to know the buying behavior of our prospects, of our audiences in 90 seconds or less. And the tagline for that is we are able to supercharge your sales by up to 300% in 90 seconds or less. That is our tagline for this product.
You know, that's interesting. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just, I love that. So, 19 seconds, and in 19 seconds, you can increase the sales by 300%. Is that what I heard?
By up to 300.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Like, it's okay. So, for example, if I have a conversation with you guys right now, I don't really have the physical touch or the physical connection because we are in the cyber cafe. So, through a conversation or so, I may be able to detect your buying preference based on the certain keywords that you said. And as a result, I can trick my presentation. If I'm pitching you right now, I'm making a virtual presentation to you, I may have to adapt to what I've heard and change my presentation just to get a yes to you. And that is how dynamic and how flexible this tool is, because we have always got our own presentation based on our own primary buying behavior. And very often, we can connect with people who are like us. However, not everyone is the same. At the end of the day, if I'm not able to connect with you, I'm not able to pitch you, present to you our ideas, and therefore I cannot get a sale. So Banco is a very good tool, and it's so easy to use that allow us to bridge this gap.
So my question now has to be, with 8 billion different personalities on Earth, how can you guarantee the results that you'll be able to reach out to each and every person and guarantee a deal?
Well, pretty simply, the Banco has talked about the four types of buying behaviors. Like, many people actually have gone through certain types of personality assessments. I mean, you guys have experienced any types of personality assessments before, such as Myers-Briggs type indicator or DISC or Enneagram. Have you guys been to this kind of assessment before?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, most people have done that too. So the question is that I can't possibly use the MBTI or DISC to actually build rapport with my audiences simply because these tools are a lot more complex to do. And I can't basically give you a survey or questionnaire. Brandon, here's the questionnaire. Before we start our conversation today, is it possible for me to hand you my questionnaire, which consists of 93 questions? and by which time the conversation is not meaningful anymore. So we said that this kind of personality assessment tools that we have in the market basically are meant to discover ourselves. However, what is important in the area in sales is to understand the buying behavior of our prospects. So if I were to have a conversation with you in 1 minute to 3 minutes, because this is a virtual conversation, so I will ask you a couple of questions. I'll be able to identify your buying behaviors because your buying behavior may be driven by certain values. And of course, Soy, you and I may have different values. So what I'm driving at is that if I can hear that, let's say I'm in the area of sales, and the reason why I want to sell to the world is because I want to help a lot of people, because I see the world as a family, I see the world as a community, and I want everybody in this community to live in harmonious life. And that in Banco is what we call a nurturing buying behavior. So if I were to present to you a nurturing person, something like, you know what, this product is so powerful, this product will allow you to become the subject matter expert, or I will present to you all sorts of details that you want. I mean, a nurturing person will be shut down immediately because that's not the values they are looking for. So if I continue using my way of presenting to you, I will not get a yes from you. So therefore, what I need to do is to be adaptive to the situation. I will have to speak in your language in order to build rapport with you, in order to get a yes to from you eventually. So in bank, we talk about four personality types. We call blueprint, who actually likes to look at system, process, structure. We have got action, A stands for action. A, basically, this type of people are competitive in nature. They look for lifestyle, they look for wins, they look at being the best of the best. Nurturing people basically look for harmony, family, community, charity work. And the last type is called knowledge. K stands for knowledge. Knowledge essentially looks at being the subject matter expert, believe in universal truth. At the same time, they are a big picture person, and yet they love to drill down into the details and data. So we have got four types of buyers in the world. And in bank, what we are saying is that if I'm a blueprint person, most of the time I'll be able to close a sale from someone who is also a blueprint. And therefore, I will lose the sales of the action, the nurturing, and the knowledge, the A and K. And what is even worse is that The A, the N, and the K may go to my competitor to have a sales with them. So I lose the sales of these three types. So imagine I'm able to converse in four languages. I will be able to not just close people who are blueprints, I will also be able to do so for nurturing, for knowledge, and action. And that is our promise using our product, that you are able to increase your sales by up to 300% because you now have the ability to communicate, converse, and close the sales from action, from nurturing, from knowledge. That is our promise.
Mm-hmm. I understand that much better now. Yeah, I understand that much better. I see, and I actually see where you got your math at as well. So everybody, salesperson. Yeah, it's great. No. Because I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm in sales, so when somebody says, oh, yeah, we can increase your bottom line by 300%, it's like, wait a minute, buddy, what are you talking about here? But the way when you break it down like that, I can see. So every salesperson identifies with one of the four languages. Now,
all right.
Since he identifies with one of the four languages, that means that the other three, originally, he won't be able to identify, or at least he won't be able to identify well with. Your program gives him the other three languages. You're basically Rosetta Stone for salespeople.
Exactly. So in our program, we typically would love to train people to be the expert of using the language. It's a skill that can be transferable, duplicable, and replicable. That is the best part of that. And most importantly, many people who are in sales, like Brandon, how many presentations do you normally have for your product, for your services?
In a day or all together?
Yeah, so basically, like, most people who have only got one presentation, getting ready to rock and roll. But imagine you are not speaking to the people who are like you. So in Banco, what we are saying is you've got to have four presentations, not just one, but most people have only one. And at the same time, imagine I'm a speaker, I'm speaking in a room of people, and obviously I can't have four presentations for four types of people in the room. So I have to be flexible by using one presentation that incorporates all four languages at the same time, so that everybody is included and they get the information they want, and this becomes a systematic structure and everybody becomes a winner. You just notice that my last four sentences are four languages at the same time.
Everybody wants to be a winner.
Yeah.
This is so powerful. Jack, I have learned so much just in these past few minutes. This is amazing, and I can't wait to sample this. So tell me, how is it that you teach this information? Is it through your book, or is it through your seminars or webinars, or how do you deliver this content to people?
Well, thank you for the question. And for a lot of people who are interested or fascinated with this product, what they can do is they can actually come to one landing page. I call it a landing page for them to discover their buying behavior or the values. I mean, I'll talk about this later. But I do actually run trainings. Unfortunately, because I live in Singapore, I don't train people living in your area in the United States. But having said that, we have got worldwide about 150 licensed and certified trainers with bank code. And a lot of them actually are in the United States, and they are licensed to train this product. So I, being from Singapore, will be responsible to train our guys in Singapore, perhaps in nearby countries. But this product is a worldwide product, and we have got a global team who are able to serve our target audience anytime.
Oh, wow. And how long have you been doing this?
I have learned this skill set back in 2012. The first time I heard about this tool was in 2012. Oh my God, 5 years ago already. That's a long time. Having said that, I actually got my certification in 2013. And the beautiful thing about this is because I'm actually coming from a background of being a licensed trainer of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I'm actually a linguistic specialist. For me to pick up this product, to be able to communicate using the Bangko language, is a little bit easier for me because of my training on linguistics. However, again, it doesn't mean that if you are not a linguistic specialist or expert, you can't do that. It is a language skill, and therefore it takes time. The more you practice, the better you will be. So it is doable. If I can do it, so can all of you and your listeners.
Absolutely. So, guys, I just want to interject really quick. Jack mentioned NLP or neuro-linguistic programming. So neuro-linguistic programming is something that salespeople are very familiar with. So it's basically awake hypnosis. So how do I convey my message or get my point across and have the least amount of resistance from you by just using my words? So it's no clocks, no hair, watch the birdie and fall asleep. It's none of that. So in a sales environment, it would be Jack walks into a store and I'm selling irons, right? Or cups or shirts or whatever. And so Jack is standing at one, and I ask Jack, hey, Jack, do you like this? Now Jack has the opportunity to say, not really. I was just coming here to look because I'm passing the time. Now, take scenario B. Jack walks into my store. I'm selling irons. Hey, Jack, do you like the Shark iron or do you like the Mercedes Clean Pro iron? And Jack says, well, you know, the Shark iron is actually a little bit, you know, classy. I like this one better, but the Mercedes one. And now I got him talking about which product he's going to buy, whether he knows it or not. Does that sound about right, Jack?
Yep, this is a classic sales technique that we use in NLP. Many people are using that.
So that's just a brief description, guys, of what neuro-linguistic programming is. If you've never heard of it, if you want to get to know a little bit more about it, I suggest, especially if you're in sales, get familiar with NLP. It's actually a great method. But I'm actually leaning more towards the bank method now because simply somebody might not want to. I mean, because I've never heard of the bank method before. So somebody might not necessarily be – I might not necessarily want somebody to ask me which one am I going to buy, you know.
I might not necessarily want anybody to talk to me while I'm looking around, you know. So to know all four languages, I mean, that's paramount. And then on top of that, using NLP would be actually, you know, really, really good for that. And I at this point, I have to ask, Jack, in your teachings, what do you teach the guy that's aspiring to be, you know, a Grant Cardone, the best salesperson in the world? What are you teaching that guy, or what do you bring to the table for that guy who just absolutely knows everything about business, but he's not the best yet and wants to be the best?
Thank you for that. So very often a person has the mindset called, I often talk about these three powerful words which can actually bring them down miserably, and these three words are, I know that. It's like, mm-hmm. everything I know, so I don't need to know anything that I have to. So the first thing is to actually ask the person, like whenever we have a person who is in this situation, the first thing is not to confront, not to actually ask anything that make him angry or make him annoyed. The thing is really to help him identify his point A. His point A, which means the current situation. I like a person says, I'm very good at sales. And I'll ask you, how has that been working for you so far? So let him say anything he wants to say, and then find out where the gaps are. And once we understand the gaps, we are asking some more, I will call it a bit more emotional questions for him to go to that space, that path, and understand, well, you know what, I've been doing great, and yet I still have something that I can improve. So once he's recognizing the gap in point A, I am able to bring the person to other path of possibility. We call it point B, point C, or point D. A lot of coaches, on the other hand, thinks that, you know what, I'll give you a picture that you have to go to, which is the point B. And for me, when I'm talking to someone, when I'm in the coaching or consulting session, I very often will help the person identify the point A first, because I cannot promise how much sales the person can make, how much the person can grow further, which is point B. But I can say that if you do what you're doing right now, the cost of not moving out of point A can be quite painful. So if he is able to see the cost of inaction, I'm using a term that I learned from my coach, Alex Mandoshian, the cost of inaction, then the person will feel the same and might be willing to move out of the comfort zone, which is the point A. So that is how I usually would start the conversation. It's a very simple question and answer approach. At the same time, I focus on the current pain, not the future path, which a lot of coaches I'm aware are trying to focus. I'm going to from the other way.
I like that. And I honestly, Jack, I hope you don't sue me or anything like that, but in my everyday sales, I'm gonna talk about this, and I'm gonna bring it to him, and I'm gonna say to my client, what is the cost of inaction for you? You know, like, how much is this gonna cost you? I'm sorry. I'm apologizing in advance. Just know that you're in Singapore, in America, I will be using that. I promise you.
Sure. In fact, Brandon, allow me to give you a very simple calculation so as to help you help your clients to get a yes, to be able to say yes to you. So let's say we talk about the fact that, you know what, if I'm doing what I'm doing today, I'm in sales, I'm closing $100,000 a year. And because I don't know bank, so my sales target is $100,000 a year. Imagine you are now able to speak four languages, the other three additional languages, and assuming each of them will bring another $100,000 each for sales to you, you know what? You actually have put on table or leave on table $300,000 a year. So suppose you are doing this for the next 10 years, leaving $300,000 on the table for the next 10 years, you know what? That's $3 million. Is it painful for you not to learn this skill set that allows you to actually speak four languages, leaving $3 million on the table for the next 10 years? So that is point A. So what happens is that if you are able to have this particular skill set that allows you to communicate with all four types of people, and then these $3 million are now in your pocket, imagine what what could you do as a direct result of having $3 million for the next 10 years? And imagine how many people can you help? And the sales process is so simple. It just requires you to put in time, step by step, move by move. And at the end of the day, you'll be the winner of this game of sales. Again, I speak four languages just now.
So yeah, I'm starting to pick it up. I'm like, wait a minute, he's speaking to me. Yeah, okay, that's three, and up there it is, that's four. Like, so I'm starting to pick it up.
There
like,
it is.
So, do you hear this? This guy's a genius.
So Jeff, when you reference cracking the entrepreneur code, is the bank method, is that the way to crack the code? According to you?
Cracking the entrepreneur code is a bit different story because Jack Wong has a lot of stories. So cracking the entrepreneur code is actually a reflection of me being an entrepreneur because I work in the corporate world for a total 17 years, not a short period of time. And in 2011, I've decided to jump out of the plane and explore the area of uncertainties. So in the first 3 years, I actually have learned a lot of lessons as an entrepreneur. So the reason why I wrote this book, Cracking the Entrepreneur Code, is a reflection of my experience in my entrepreneurship journey for the first 3 years. I hope that whoever picks up the book wanting to find out how entrepreneurship is like, they can actually learn from my experience, from my lesson. And we always say in personal development, it is always good to learn from our own mistake. Because smart people learn from our own mistake. The genius people, on the other hand, learn from other people's mistake without causing them any financial harm. So this book is actually a good teaching point for people who want to who want to explore how he or she can become an entrepreneur. That is the reason why I wrote this book 2 years ago.
On your journey, Jack, did you find that during your entrepreneurial journey, when you decided to jump out the plane, how long was it before you were introduced to the bank code?
Well, the bank code was, like I said, I was exposed to bank code in 2012, and I came out as an entrepreneur in mid-2011. So this is basically about one year. And bank code is useful and it's powerful because that helps me a lot in terms of my presentation, because salespeople have to present all the time. So knowing bank code is actually an asset. However, knowing bank code alone doesn't help me increase my sales automatically. While the promise is increased by up to 300%, there are still other areas which I have to focus. For example, how about my marketing? How about my branding? How about my self-development? There are also other areas which an entrepreneur has to learn, not just the language. There are many things to learn in this journey. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jack. You've been such a great guest on the show. We have enjoyed chatting with you. We both have learned so much that we want to take back into our personal and professional lives. So you've heard it. Jack H.M. Wong, you guys, if you want to get this book, you can visit Amazon. It is Cracking the Entrepreneurial Code, 7 Tips to Build the Business You've Always Wanted. Thank you for joining us. Jack Wong.
Thank you, Zoe. Thank you, Brendan. Thanks for having me. All the best wishes to your listeners.
Just love this show, Coffee Talk with Zoe. That is your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank the listeners and the guests for joining me in the cafe today. What a wonderful time we had. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Don't forget to download the app Coffee Talk with Zoe from your app store. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected, folks, by visiting the website, coffeetalkwithzoe.com, as well as looking for us under your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Zoe. Remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. Remember, it's the size of you. Be great because you are awesome. Tell them Zoe said so. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
With 22 colleges and 85 campuses, meaningful careers start at TCSG. Visit tcsg.edu to learn more.